Pinellas County commissioners today disregarded the recommendations of their staff and the staff of the Pinellas Planning Council, or PPC, by unanimously approving a change in the county's land use plan. The amendment will allow construction of a Lowe's Big Box Hardware store on property previously zoned for industry on U.S. Highway 19 in Tarpon Springs. Lowe's will be required to spend about $4 million on traffic changes on the site. David Healy, the executive director of the PPC, told county commissioners that Lowe's would add a traffic light on U.S. 19 and reroute roads through wetlands on the property.
A portion of which, the westerly 5 acres approximately, while it will stay industrial limited, will be used to relocate Live Oak Street through an area here, a portion of which is a wetland, and that will serve the relocation of the street and provide for retention for the site property.
While the staff of the PPC recommended against the land use change, the PPC members voted 6-5 to support it in their meeting last month. The amendment will change the zoning from industrial limited to commercial general. Several county commissioners said they were reluctant to give up any industrial lands because of their potential value for high-wage jobs. Currently, Tarpon Springs Industries have difficulty getting their tractor trailers to and from U.S. 19, but the traffic changes Lowe's would make on the property could help all industry in the city, according to Renee Vincent, planning and zoning director for the city of Tarpon Springs.
This connection over makes it to U.S. 19 with the signalized intersection really improves the viability of all the remaining industrial land in Tarpon Springs, and that's what is so poignant about this.
Adding a traffic light would change the traffic rating of that stretch of U.S. 19 from the best rating, an A, to the worst, an F. Many of the commissioners and City of Tarpon Springs representatives said that this amendment to the adopted countywide future land use plan would be a one-time exception. But before he voted for the land use change, Commission Chair Robert Stewart warned that it would instead set a precedent.
We are establishing a precedent of going from a level of service A to a level of service F. We're establishing a precedent by eliminating potential land zoned appropriately for industrial use and creating more commercial general. And I think that to try to deny that we're not establishing a precedent here can't be done. What is unique about this is that you have the staff from the Pinellas Planning Council and the staff from Pinellas County saying, deny it. And you have the board sitting here about to say, we support it. That's unique. And that is a precedent.
Before she voted to support the land use change, County Commissioner Susan Latvala questioned whether allowing the Lowe's development was not just a trade-off for the county to receive a desired street and traffic light.
I didn't feel that transportation should be an issue. This is a land use change. How Tarpon Springs solves their transportation issues is not our decision. But it hasn't been dealt with by the city in all this time. These lands have sat there and not been as viable as they could be, and certainly won't be in the future if something isn't done. What happened on 19, which of course we were supportive of, has now worsened the situation.
A controversial proposed Walmart in Tarpon Springs along the Anclote River may or may not get approved. If it does, Walmart has to contribute $175,000 to add the traffic light in front of the proposed Lowe's. But if the Walmart development does not get approved, then Lowe's is responsible for funding the light. Brian Smith, the county's planning director, said that changing from industrial to a commercial development would greatly increase traffic in the area.
You're looking at roughly 2.7% increase on a typical land use change of traffic that increases to, not to get into the detailed numbers, but it's almost a factor of 3 you're looking at when the impact of traffic on the road goes from industrial to commercial. Actually, then when you ramp it into more detail, that's a land use change. Later, when we work with it with impact fee and concurrency, the specific proposal here has actually a higher impact than a generalized commercial. So you're basically looking at almost a factor of 7 increase from going from industrial to an industrial, a Lowe's project like this with all of its impacts, which is going to have a major impact on U.S. 19 at this point.
Steve Henry is with Lynx & Associates, the traffic engineers and civil engineers hired by the developers for the project. Henry disputes the county's traffic numbers.
The property as IL would generate about 3,100 trips per day. Based on the Lowe's project, it would be about 2,872, so actually a decrease in daily traffic.